She never truly hated her father until that night. It began as the others had. The voices awakened her around midnight. She buried her face under the pillow, but the voices found her.
"You stupid cow! You're so dumb! You still don't know how to do it right, do you? Do you?"
A loud slap.
"Paul, please!"
The light from the kitchen intruded into her room, highlighting her small three-drawer dresser covered with Snow White and Cinderella stickers. She wished her bedroom had a door. She would close it to shut out the sounds. The screams were the worst.
"Paul, please!" her father's voice mocked her mother's plea. "I'm sick of you whining! Shut up!"
More scuffling. Another slap.
"No? Okay, I got a better idea."
The little girl raised her head from under the pillow, sat up and looked out the open window, and wished she could climb out and go far away. Her eyes closed, and she was walking with her mother in the warm night. A shiny car stopped, and a tall, handsome man with a kind voice asked her if she and her mother would like to go away with him. He said her mother was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. He stepped out, took her and her mother's hands, and helped them into the car, and they drove away with the handsome man. She did not know where they were going, but it would be far away, and they would be forever happy.
"Oh, Paul, it hurts so much. Please, please, oh, God, God, help me. I can't stand it."
The child slipped out of bed, tiptoed to the doorway, and peered into the kitchen. She saw her mother lying on her back on the linoleum floor she had waxed earlier that day, the room still smelling of the wax. Her father sat on top of her, his hand up her skirt. She knew where her father's hand was. She stood staring at her mother and father. Her mother lay between the radiator and the refrigerator, one shoe on, one lying under the small kitchen table. Her blouse was torn, and she could see one of her mother's nipples. Her left eye was swollen, and the rest of her face was red and wet from tears. Her father's hand was over her mother's mouth. She smelled her father's sweat and whiskey. He was probably already drunk when he got home. When he was like that, she wished he would go away and never come back. But he was her father, and she was ashamed of those thoughts.
"You bit me, you bitch!" her father screamed.
He pulled his hand away from her mother's mouth, and blood trickled from the side of his index finger. She stood in the doorway, watching, as her father pulled his other hand from her mother's skirt and slapped her hard. A wine bottle rolled out from under her, and her mother's legs sent it clattering across the floor. It came to rest at her feet, and she stared down at it. Her mother suddenly came to life, arched her back, and rolled her father off. Her knee shot into his groin, and she started to get up. Bellowing with pain and rage, her father grabbed an ankle. She watched her father drag her mother until he could get his hands on her throat. He began choking her and banging her head against the floor. She tried to slide away and got as far as the radiator. Again, he grabbed her and pounded her head against the edge of the radiator. Blood gushed and formed a small pool on the floor. She rushed to her mother, who lay still, the color draining slowly from her face. A blow sent her sprawling. When she focused her eyes, her father stood over her.
"You get in your bed now, Tookie. You hear me? Now, you say one thing, and you'll get the same thing your mother just got. Now get in there."
Never taking her eyes off her father, she slid across the kitchen floor to her bedroom. When she reached her room, she grabbed two of her dolls and dropped on the bed sobbing. Through the doorway, she could see her father leaning and swaying over her mother's body. She watched him feel her wrist with his fingers. He stood over her mother, weaving, sucking on the knuckle of his finger. His eyes seemed to be everywhere, and then she saw him look toward her room. She was afraid and closed her eyes and made believe she was asleep.
"Tookie, wake up, sweetheart. Daddy wants to talk to you."
She moaned and stirred.
Wake up, Tuki. Talk to Daddy.
She opened her eyes and looked straight into her father's bloodshot eyes. They always bulged and they scared her. She squirmed and tried to turn away from him, but he held her fast. The hard bristle of his unshaven face scratched her cheek. The mole behind his ear brushed against her neck. The mole was big and hairy, and she hated it. She wanted to be free, to go to her mother. But he held her face next to his.
Tuki?
She hated that stupid name he called her. Her mother called her Lucky, her lucky charm. She liked that.